USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Capitol police officer is dead, one of two that were injured in today's attack at the Capitol by a suspect who has also died from his injuries. Just after 1 p.m. Eastern, a vehicle rammed into a Capitol police checkpoint. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman.
At such time, the suspect exited the vehicle with a knife in hand. Our officers then engaged that suspect. He did not respond to verbal commands. The suspect did start lunging toward U.S. Capitol Police officers, at which time U.S. Capitol Police officers fired upon the suspect.
The Capitol building was on lockdown for a short time. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half staff. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One senator is reaching out to world leaders hoping to gain support for relocating the Winter Olympics. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has written to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, encouraging him to join the senator's push for the Winter Olympic Games to be relocated away from China over its human rights violations. The senator saying he's also written President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to support the campaign. Scott saying he's not calling for a boycott of the Winter Games, as it would hurt only athletes who trained all their lives for the event. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas is cracking down on social media censorship. USA Radio's Jeremy Scott has more.
The Texas Senate has passed a bill forbidding social media companies with at least 100 million users from blocking, banning, demonetizing, or discriminating against any of their users due to political views. Senate Bill 12 was sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes.
We all have to acknowledge these social media companies are the new town square, and a small group of people in San Francisco can't dictate free speech for the rest of us. It needs to be an open exchange of ideas.
The bill would apply to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. It would require companies to, among other things, create an appeals process. The bill now moves on to the State House. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.